Last week we mentioned many of the different Gemaras, different statements in the Gemara that Kufir Aleph and Beis, about using something b'tzonein if it was used b'isser, and there was a bli of isser in the kli. We talked about sakin sheshachata. We talked about kara shemal b'basar. Many different cases. So today I'd like to focus on one of the statements of the Gemara related to one of those cases. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, who says that ka'or shemal v'basar asar lehaniach baroseach. Where's the Russian? Ka'or shemal v'basar asar lechel baroseach. One is not allowed to eat roseach. You have, let's say, hot meat or hot potatoes or something. If you have ka'or shemal v'basar, you're not allowed to eat roseach in that ka'or. Why? Because we're afraid that there's going to be a belia. Shmuel holds Maliach Hareo Kiroseach, that Malicha, the process of Malicha, the salting, is going to be Mavlia Isser into the Kli, right? Salting a piece of meat, Dam is going into the Kli. So now we're afraid that if you eat Roseach in that Ka'ara, you have soup in the Ka'ara, you have hot meat, hot food, other kinds of hot food, that the bli is going to come out. It's going to be niflat from the kli into the food that you have. So the Gemara is not so sure that this is true. The Gemara quotes a different Amora who wants to say Maliach is not kiroseach. And the Gemara concludes, no, that has to be wrong. Maliach must be kiroseach. So the question is over here, that there's a comparison that Shmuel makes. There are two statements. He doesn't just talk about Malicha. You really wouldn't have to mention the second part of his statement at all. We're talking about a ka'ara shemalach v'basas. You want to tell me the din of Maliach is the same? Maliach hareo kiroseach, and therefore it's going to be a problem. That's not Shmuel's statement. Shmuel says, Maliach hareo kiroseach, but kovush hareo kemevushal. He introduces a new concept here. Kovush hareo kemevushal. What is kovush? Kovush means that if you soak two things. If you soak heter in liquid of iser, you soak iser in liquid of heter, or you soak heter and iser in a different liquid, right? The point is there's some kind of a liquid that the iser is in, that the iser and the heter are in. Somehow the kvisha, the soaking, is going to impart a taste, kavo shareo kemevushal. Why does Shmuel put these two together? Why does he put maliach areo kuraseach, kavo shareo kemevushal? It's really a little bit strange. If he means to say that both maliach and kavosh are going to be mavlia, so then he should use the same lashon. He should say Maliach v'kavush hareo kiroseach, or Maliach v'kavush hareo kimavushal. Why does he change his lashon? He says Maliach hareo kiroseach v'kavush hareo kimavushal. Halo davarhu. And if the halachas are different, if the halachas of Maliach and Kavush are different, so then why put them together? They're different halachas. So give me a din of Maliach, and he should have a different statement that Kavush hareo kimavushal. Why does he put the two of them together? So the Ran over here has a comment. The Ran on Daf Mem Amud Beis and Daf Yarif, he says that Shmuel really wants to set up a contrast between Maliach as opposed to Kavush. The Ran on Mem Amud Beis and Daf Yarif, in the first Ka'ara, there are two Dervaskos Ka'ara on this Daf. Ka'ara Shemal V'basar Asa Lechel Ba Roseach V'Fishenev L'Ba Hadam. Kavush b'chometz hareo kemevushal. Notice, first of all, he adds chometz. We're going to get to that. What kinds of liquid create this din of kvisha? So the Ran automatically puts into the Gemara kavush b'chometz. Midka'amah kavush hareo kemevushal l'lagabi maliach harminan hareo kiroseach shamin aminei Dr. Ran, the maliach la'av kemevushal hu elo kiroseach ditzli. Dr. Ran, the purpose of putting these two statements together is to contrast them, to show that maliach is not kemevushal mamish. It's not mavliya b'kulo. It's kiroseach d'tzli. What's the din of roseach d'tzli? We know that tzli is mavliya kidei klipa. Only the outer shell of the item. If you have a piece of meat, nevela with basar kosher, and you put them in the barbecue together, and then you realize that one of them is kosher, one of them is treif, so then the klipa of the kosher meat, if it touched the other meat, so that klipa becomes asura. It's not mavliya b'kulo. If there's no rotev, then there is no bliya b'kulo. So Zokter Ran, Shmuel puts these two together to point out Maliach is not kimavushal. It's not Mavliya Bakulu, it's only Mavliya Kedei Klipa, it's Kiroseach Ditzli. And he says, V'achi Dakinan b'Gemara Perek Yir Anoshe. He says, and that's Meduyak in the Gemara earlier on that Sani Zayin Amad Beis. Which Gemara is the Ran referring to? So that's a Gemara right there. What does the Gemara say on that side? Zion on the base. Gemara says, "Hanu at mahosa." With these thighs, right? Thighs, dimlichu beresh galusa, that the in the house of the Resh Galusa, they salted the thighs. Begida denashia. Begida nasha is on a yorech. That's what the Mishnah was saying, right? Yorech shen is bashel begida nasha. Begida nasha is connected to the yorech of the animal. So they had these atmahasa. They had a yorech that they were molech. They didn't cook the yorech with the gida nasha, but they salted the yorech before taking off the gida nasha. Ravina asar. Rav Acha barav ashi. Barav, Rav Acha Barav Shori says the Vach. So also Shalua Lamar Bravashi. Amalhu Abba Shori. So they asked Mar Bravashi and he said Ravashi his father. He says it's mutter. Ravina thought it was Osir. Rav Acha Barav thought it was mutter. They asked Mar Bravashi and he said his father says it's mutter. So Amalei Rav Acha Barav Ravina. My daitech. Why do you think it's Osir? And the assumption of the Gemara is that Osir means also Bekula. That the yarech becomes asa bekulo if imlichu be begida denashia. The Amar Shmuel maliach harei korsei akavash harei kemulushal. Is that your reason? You say, look, Shmuel says maliach harei korsei. So it shows you maliach does have some kind of a koach to be mavliya. Mistamis could be mavliya bekulo. The Amar Shmuel lo shanu elish nisbashal bavol nitzlabo kolei vaochel et shemagil legit. But Shmuel has a different statement that on the Mishnah where it says Yorech Shnizbashel Ba Gidan Hashem Yesh Rabbanosim Tamarez Vasura. So Shmuel says if it's Nizbashel Ba, then it's Asura Bekula. Right? If it's Nizbashel Ba Lo Shana Lo Shnizbashel Ba Avol Nitzla Ba Kolev Ha'ochel Et Shemagil Agid. If it's only Tzli, then it's not going to be Asa Bekula. Then it's only Asa Beklipa. So why do you say that this Yorech that imlichu beresh galusa begida nashi is a problem? It's only a problem because they klipa. The chitem amaykaraser the kamekaraser the mavusho. What do you think that Shmuel's statement maliach harei karaser means karaser the mavusho? No, v'hamid the kamek kavash harei kamavusho machlad raser the tzlikama. The Gemara is medayek itself. It's the Gemara that says this. The fact that he has two different lashonos, he says maliach harei karaser v'kavash harei kamavusho. Shmamino, you see, Maliach is not Kiroseach de Mevusho. It's Kiroseach de Tzli. It's a lower level. It's only Kadei Klipa. So why did you ask the Ravina? It's not Asa Bekula. You want to ask the Kadei Klipa? That I hear, but not to Asa Bekula. Not to Asa Bekula. It's interesting. He was Shori. He said it's Mutter. So why should he say it's Mutter? It should be also Kadei Klipa at least. No? I guess that's what he meant. What, that the rest of the Yoreth is Shari as long as you're a Kolef? Interesting. So the Gemara leaves it off, Kasha. So Zogderan, you see from the Gemara that Maliach Hareo Kiroseach doesn't mean Kemevushal, lesser Bakula, but rather it's Kiroseach that's lead, only asks Kadei Klipa, that's it. That's it. So this is one answer. And you could say that Shmuel puts Maliach Hareo Kiroseach together with Kavash Hareo Kemevushal to show us the contrast, to show that Kiroseach doesn't mean Kiroseach de Mevushal, but rather Kiroseach de Tzli. Maliach is only going to ask the Kadei Klipa. Okay, this is one answer to why Shmuel puts these two halachos together, and he actually changes in his Lashon. He says Maliach Hareu Kiroseach, but Kavash Hareu Kemevushal. Why change the Lashon? The answer is, they teach me Maliach is only Kiroseach de Tzli. It only asks the Kadei Klipa. This is one answer. The other answer that you could give is that you first have to understand what does it mean kovash harei kemevushal. Kovash, soaking is kemevushal. What kind of soaking? What are you soaking it in? How long are you soaking it for? These are questions that you have to answer. I mean, kovash harei kemevushal is a general statement. We have to understand what that means. That's a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Simon Kufay has a long dissertation about these different topics. So instead of looking at the Rishonim inside and then having sort of to piece it together, sometimes it's a little bit easier just to look at the Beis Yosef. He really takes you by the hand in general. He gives you the Gemaras, he gives you the Rishonim. So here he does a wonderful job of collecting all the different shitas. So let's take a look at this Beis Yosef. This is on packet 25, source 2. First, the Beis Yosef tries to figure out how long the item has to be soaking in order to create a problem of kovash. It starts on page 1. The Perek Anosha v'Chama Duchti, both in Chulin Tzadi Zayin, Psochim Ayin Vav Hamad Aleph, later Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Hamad Beis, that's where we are. Maliach Arir Kosea, Kovash Arir Kamavusha. That's what the Gemara says. The Perek Basra Davar Azar Gabi Achbar B'Shichra, there's this case where an Achbar, where some rodent fell into the Sheikha, fell into the beer. Kosav Harosh, Taima, the High Shichra V'Cholot Zonin Heim, Lama Nesu B'Nefilas Ha'achbar. The Gemara says that the Achbar B'Shichra creates a problem. Now, there's a discussion if Nosan Tam Lefgam is a problem or not a problem. At first glance, the Achbar is Nosan Tam Lefgam. So what problem should be created? But that's the discussion. So the Rosh says, what's the problem? It's all tzonin anyway. So if there's all tzonin, just throw out the achbar, and there shouldn't be a problem with the sheikh. So up the Rosh, no, we're talking about Shabbos Mamiruba. It's like a kovash. It's like soaking. You soak the achbar in the shechra, so that's a problem. That's gonna impart the taste into the shechra. Halum. It claims the Rosh. It doesn't say in Tosis how long it has to be there. It sounds like Achbra B'Shichra, the problem is Kovash Kemavushal, that it's being soaked, because the taste is going to be imparted because it's soaked in the Shechar. But the question is how long? So Zok the Rosh, Rishamati B'Shem Ritzba, Adim Shah B'Socha, Yom Sholem, Me'es La'es, Nikra Kovash, Shuboleo Pole Kemavushal. Zok the Rosh, Me'es La'es. You need 24 hours. Kovush for 24 hours, that is going to produce the din of Kovush Kemavusho, and then there's going to be a transfer of taste, there's going to be like a bishop. Why do I say 24 hours, says the Rosh? So he tells us, he says, I have a gevaldiki right. Raya medam rinan, b'chulin, v'asa b'chalo chidishu, v'torah le'kuli, yove b'chal b'shari, v'basha le'asar, aminam b'chulin? That's not b'chulin. Where's that gemara? This chiddush is in Psochim, right? Psochim mem dalav beis. The Gemara daf kuf chesam and aleph says that basa b'chalav is a chiddush, and Rashi talks about what exactly is the chiddush. It's heter beheter, but together it becomes asa. The Gemara doesn't give this chiddush over here. In fact, we had a whole discussion. Why didn't Rashi mention that chiddush? Nothing. Right? Yeah, we had a whole discussion. And maybe that Gemara came after this Gemara. It doesn't say it in Chulin. So if you look on the bottom, the Haggah says it's really Pesach, it's not Chulin. But okay. Zok the Rosh, the Raya is, since the Gemara in Pesachim says, Yitaro le kule yoma, b'chal b'shari, b'shal le osar, what's the Chiddush of Basar b'chalav? But Yitaro le kule yoma, if you soak the Basar in the Chalav, kule yoma, what does it mean kule yoma? 24 hours? It's still mutter, it's sonim b'tzonim. But b'shal le osar, if you mevashel the basar and the cholov together and there's an istam, then it becomes asar. So that's the chiddush. So Zok the Rosh, what's the chiddush? The chiddush has to be that if you're doing something by basar b'cholov, it's going to be mutter. And bashari surim stam, it's mutter as well. But ibashalei bishulei, somehow everything becomes asar. He says, in my chiddush, hu akoli surei shabator, and amidinam kach, disonim etzonin, lo mitzah, lo bala. What's the chiddush? The chiddush of basar b'chalav is that yitar le'kula yoma, it's going to be mutter. That's a chiddush of basar b'chalav. That if you kovesh it for 24 hours, it's going to be mutter. It's only through bishul that there's a nisa created. But bashari sum, it's the same thing, right? Yitar le'kula yoma, also nothing happens. It's only if you're mavashon that there's a nisin astam. So what's the chiddush of basar b'chalav? What's the gemara saying? There's a chiddush of basar b'chalav. It's the same halacha as shari sum. That's exactly the point. That by Shari, sir, mikovish le me'es le'es, mikovish le kuleyoma, itar le kuleyoma, it becomes usr. Right? That's the isr. But minatora, basa b'chalav, is not created even after 24 hours, without a bishul, without derech bishul, with an asinas tam derech bishul, there is no isa bas b'chalav darais. There could be a transfer of taste, but on a daraisa level, there's no din bas b'chalav created without bishul. That's a chiddush of bas b'chalav. Shari sur mikavash le itar le kuleyoma meis le'eis. It does become us. It does create an isa because you don't need a derech bishul
by Shari Surim. All you need some kind of a process that's going to transfer taste, and that you do have. Vitor le kula yama. So basa b'chala, vitor le kula yama. Min ha-Torah, it's still going to be mutter. It's only also derech bishol. So Zokta Rosh, you see from that Gemara, like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, when do we say kavash kemavushol? If it's Torah le kula yama me'es le'es. If you have kvisha, if it's soaking for 24 hours. The raya is from the fact that the Gemara says it's a chiddush of asa b'chala that itar le'kul yom is mutter. Obviously, you see that by shari sirim itar le'kul yom it's going to be asa. So that's the shir kavosh. That's the Rosh Hashim. V'hamordechai, but the Beis Yosef says there's another sheet. V'hamordechai kaso sham v'shem Rabbi Natan the b'shoa gimul yomim avi kavosh. Rabbi Natan holds you need shoa gimul yomim. Gimul yomim. Wow, that's quite a long time. The heavy raya miperek elu overin. Etc. Nira the kavush mikra sheshar kvar gimel yomim bedavar lach. But oz abikim avushal apoletam vakoletam kediamin abavadazar. It says 3 days. 3 days. And then it's polate, it's kimavushal, it's poletam, it's koletam. It's bolea, it's polate. What's the right? Kediamin abavadazar, kan kanam shalgoyim. Memalam shloshi yomim, umaaran me'es le'es, ukapolto kachbolo. Napolto gimel yomim, apolo gimel yomim. Gemara Avodah Zarah is saying that if you have kankanim shel goyim, they had yayin nesach in clay cheres. So what do you do? The Gemara says that you can fill them up for 3 days. You fill it up completely, wait me'es la'es, then as the Gemara describes, you empty it every day, and then you fill it up again. So after 3 days, we assume, it's a big chiddush, we assume normally that a bliya doesn't leave a clay cheres. But milui ve'irui, gimel yomim, filling something up and exchanging the water, gimel yomim, Gemara assumes, is going to take away the belief, even from a kli cheres. So zokta Rabbi Natan, don't you see that kvisha is only after 3 days? It's not going to be kovash kemavushal until after 3 days. I don't know if that's such a rai. Is that really such a rai? The fact is, you're not leaving it in the kli for 3 days. You're leaving it there only for 1 day, and then you're going to change the water. So it almost sounds like me'es la'es really is enough. It's just when it comes to a kli cheres, since the blia doesn't leave in the normal way, you need extra. Somehow, 3 days accomplishes the job. But it's not like you're leaving the liquid in there for 3 days. Something does happen after 1 day, because if it doesn't happen after 1 day, what are you changing the water? Nothing happened yet. So it's a little bit of an interesting ride. But that's the Rabbi Natan Shita. Rabbi Natan holds you need the 3 days. Rosh holds like the Ritzvah. Me'es la'es is sufficient. We'll say kavash kemavushal as long as it's soaking for 24 hours. Okay, this is step number one. That's in terms of the time. Rosh seems to say that 24 hours is enough. What liquid? What liquid are we talking about? What do you kovash in? So the next Dibur Maskil in the Beis Yosef talks about that issue. Kosav Amordechai Ocham, Bechol Mokom Pirish Rashi Kovush Bechometz, Avo Belo Chometz Eino Kemavushal. Rashi writes in many places. Where? He writes in Psochem Adafayim Vavam Aleph. Where else does Rashi write this? I'm sorry? No. Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's see. Kuf Yud Aleph. Show me where. You must have a different gear so in Rashi and Kufi Dalav Beis. I don't think Rashi says it there, but on where? On Sadi Zayin Yaakov, exactly. On Sadi Zayin Amad Beis, it has it, right? Kavush b'chometz v'tavlin v'kavush b'hen isa v'heter yachad. Rashi says, chometz v'tavlin. So Zogta Mordechai, Rashi writes, b'chol mokum. When this statement, kavush areo kemavushal, is said, Shmuel's statement, he always writes kavush b'chometz. In Psochei, in Chulin, he always writes Kovash B'chometz. The EF Shalom Arkein. Zokta Mordechai, it's a mistake. Rashi's incorrect, he says. It has to be that there's Kovash even in another liquid besides Chometz. The Dnam Perek Zayin, the Shviyas, the Mishnah in Shviyas, says, Vered Yoshon Shekovsho B'Shemen Chodosh Chayev Bevir. What in the world is that talking about? Vered Yoshon, an old rose. A wilted rose? No, not a wilted rose. That means a rose that's not from Shemitah. A rose from what? From the Shana Shishis. Right? The din of Shemitah doesn't apply to this rose. But now if Kovsho B'Shemen Chodosh, let's say you put it in Shemen of Shemitah, So zogt the Mishnah chayev a beer. It's chayev in beer. What does beer mean? Beer is a halach in shmita. Beer means, it says in Parshas Behar, v'lev hemtecha v'lachaya asher be'artzecha t'yachol t'vuasa glechol. That there's some connection between behema and chaya. Behema is a domesticated animal. Chaya is a wild animal. The chaya lives in the field. The behema lives in the bais, right? It's a domesticated animal. So comes the pasuk and says that as long as the food is there, as long as the peres of shmita are there for the chaya in the field, so then you can feed the peres shmita to the behema in your bais. Now you can't feed everything to the behema. If it's something that's roi l'maychal adam, then a person has to eat it. But there are certain things, kashine truma, let's say, kashine shvius, certain foods that the animal eats. So you're allowed to feed the animal from peres shvius, those peres that are appropriate for the animal, as long as the chaya has peres in the field. But once the peres in the field that are available for the chaya are kola, once they're finished, so then you have to be kola the peres for the bias as well. That's the din of beer. What does beer mean? It's a big machlokes rishonim. Let's just take the simple pshat that you have to destroy them, that you can't use them anymore. That's one pshat, right? That you have to destroy them. You can use perishvias. You can eat perishvias for yourself. You can feed perishvias that are appropriate for the behema. You can feed them to the behema, but only as long as the chaya has the peris in the field. But if the peris are now kala from the field, so then there's a chiyuv of beer that you have to get rid of the peris from the house. Comes the Mishnah and says that if you're kovesh, a vered yashan in Shemen Chadash, then the vered yashan has the status of Shemitah. If you're kovesh, if you soak the vered yashan, the vered from Shana Shishis, from the sixth year, in Shemen Chadash, in the Shemen of Shemitah, so now it takes on the quality of the Shemen Shemitah. Even if you can somehow get all of the Shemen off of the vered, There's no shemen left in the vered. It's just the blia into the vered, into the rose. That's still going to be a problem because kovash kimavushal. What's the kasha? Says Zok the Mordechai. Don't you see that you could have kovash without chometz? There's no chometz over here. It's shemen. It's oil. It's not the vinegar. Chometz is vinegar. Rashi writes kovash kimavushal is only with vinegar. But you see, says the Mordechai. You see that even kovash b'shemen is also a din of kovash kimavushal. So he says this is against the Rosh, the Hagos Maimon, he quotes from the Rosh, the Chayamina Kovash Arekam Avushal, Hanimili, Bekovash Bechomets Vitzir Kedepirish Rashi. The Rosh also says, like the Rashi, Kovash Arekam Avushal is only by Chomets Vitzir. But the Rosh mentions Tzir. Tzir is brine. That's like a salty liquid. Chomets is vinegar. Tzir is a salty liquid. It's like brine. So both the Rosh and Rashi say the Kovash Arekam Avushal is limited. Rashi says chometz, the Rosh says chometz v'tzir. Ve'eni yodeya, zok the Beis Yosef, ve'eni yodeya, heich efshe sheharosh kosav kein, shari hevi raya loma dekava sharev kemavushal, b'shehi asyom, mibosa v'cholof. Ve'ahosam afagad lo hava chometz v'tzir, hava mitzari, lav d'chidisho. Beis Yosef says the Rosh is really a pella, right? It's one thing, Rashi says kava sharev kemavushal is b'chometz. But the Rosh also says chometz and tzir. He adds tzir. But the reality is, we know that there's a din of kovash according to the Rosh by Shari Surim, even in a liquid that's not chometz, that's not tzir. Which liquid did the Rosh say there's a din of kovash in? What? Cholov, right? Cholov. By basa b'cholov, there's no din of kovash in Rosh. But if you put nevela in the cholov and you kovach it yom shalem, sounds from the Rosh that there would be an iser. Cholov is not chometz with tzir. It's really a pella against the Rosh. Pella against the Rosh. So it's a pella. The Mordechai is a kasha on Rashi. They're from the Mishnah in Shvias. It sounds like you can have kovosh without chometz. The Rosh itself is mamish pelei pon. The Rosh says that you can have kovosh kemavushal with chometz and tzir. He himself brought the raya. That what's the sheer kovosh kemavushal? Me'es le'es, 24 hours. And what's the raya? From cholov. Basa b'cholov. Sounds like cholov also can create the din of kovosh harei kemavushal. Chalav could also create the din of kavash arekam avushal. Shuvas Rashba mizesha amarta the koshen lo kiyua kodem malicha shena balem and adam gam zepashut de la minan ala bedvar macharifim kemelach vechomet zuchiyotze ba'elun. Okidah amar shmul malicha arekam avushal kavash arekam avushal. The Rashba writes in a tshuva nochamol the same pizman as Rashi and the Rosh. The kavash is limited to dvar macharifim. Techometz v'tzir. Techometz v'tzir. Why does the Rashba say that it's limited to chometz v'tzir? He said, look at the Lashon of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Maliach harei ha-koraseach v'kovash harei ha-kemevoshel. What's his rayon? Sounds like Shmuel is connecting these two elements. Right? There has to be some kind of a connection, because if not, what are they together? So he says, what's the connection? Shmuel is clearly learning, kovash harei ha-kemevoshel is like a din Maliach. It's super Maliach. Maliach only ases kidei klipa, like the Gemara says on Tzadik Zayin on my base. It's kiroseach, it's sleep. Kovash harei ha-kemevoshel, Pipshuto, kovash harei ha-kemevoshel means it ases b'kulo. What says the Tshuvas HaRashba? What Shmuel putting the two of them together? He's telling you that kovash is like a super maliach. It's like a din maliach. A din maliach. If it's a din maliach, what kind of liquids is it going to be shayach? What kind of liquids are we going to say kovash harei ha-kemevoshel? Something like a maliach. It has to be dvarim charifim. Tzir certainly works out very nicely. Tzir is a salty kind of liquid. But chometz also, you could say chometz is a davar charif, it's like maliach. So the din maliach applies to kavush if it's kavush b'chometz of the tzir. Exclusively kavush b'chometz of the tzir. But how do we answer all the kashas? How do we answer the Mishnah from Shviyas that you see that there could be kavush even b'shemen? You see from the Rosh that there could be kavush even by cholov. What's going on over here? The answer is that even according to the Rosh, you see there is a difference between kavush b'chometz v'tzir as opposed to kavush in a different liquid. And that's the Hemshech of the Beis Yosef. The final segment, the second to last segment of the Beis Yosef, the Kavush Batsir, he writes the following: Kasav Harash Per Kolabasa, the Shiuro Havikiilu Nasno Al Haor Kadesh Yatia Fiyaska Lavasha, Him Nichbash Besochatzir Kashir Zen Nesar Kamasha Besochatzir, with Pochas Mishir Zen Lo Nesar Ela Kadesh Klipa Kadesh Maliach Harir Kolaseach. Zok the Beis Yosef Amar the Kachir. She quotes from the Rosh in Chulin. The Rosh says, how long does something have to be Kavush Batsir to create an Isser? How long? The amount of time that it would take to put something on the fire, viartiach, and it'll bubble over, viaschalavashel, and it starts to cook. It reaches yatzo lettuce bow, and it starts to cook. That's it. Once it's kovush and sear for that amount of time, the amount of time it takes to put something on the fire, v'yartiach, and it starts to boil, v'yascha levashon, it starts to cook, then we say kovush kemevushel bekulo, right? It's going to be mavlio umaflit bekulo at that point. How long does that take? That's a discussion in the poskim, but most of the poskim say 18 minutes. That's the shiur. Once you're kovush but sear for 18 minutes, it's kavush harei kemevushel, it's mevashel bekula. Less than that shear, says the Rosh, it's not mevashel bekula. You put it kavush betzir, let's say for 5 minutes, for 3 minutes, it's not going to be mevashel bekula. But how much is it going to be mevashel? What, it's gunished? It's nothing? It says, no. Less than that shear, it also does something. It's mavliya kadei klipa. Kavush is very powerful. Kavush betzir is very powerful. Says the Rosh. Kavush Batsir is going to answer even less than Me'es La'es, less than 24 hours. Even if it's only 18 minutes. Kavush B'dovar Kadesh Yidnenu Ala Or V'yatiya V'yazcha L'vasha, that's going to answer B'kula. If it's 18 minutes, let's say, that's going to answer B'kula. Less than that, Kadei Klipa. Zok the Beis Yosef on that. V'sham Nilmod L'kavush B'chomez. The Beis Yosef makes a tzushta. The Beis Yosef equates Seer and Chometz, they're exactly the same. The Shear is 18 minutes. Once it's 18 minutes, the same Shear that the Rosh had for Seer, it's going to ask the Bekula. Less than that, it's going to ask the Kedek Klipa. Wow, this is a major Chiddush. Right? We developed, at the beginning, we tried to figure out what is the Zman for cover. So we said, Me'es La'es. Right, the Mordechai quotes Rabbi Natan was 3 days, but that's not quoted lahaloch. Right, the Iker is the Rosh Me'es La'es, the Ritzvah. Right, but now suddenly we see the Rosh is saying that there's a shorter shear, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufay Zif Beis. im kovosh besoch tsiro besoch chometz im shok deshi nenu ala or v'yatia v'yas levashel harikim avosha v'pachos mishir zeh lo neser ela kedei klipa. That shir is there. Zot Rav, maybe the reason why the way the Rush saw this idea, I mean, where did the Rush think of this concept? That kovosh betzir is in less than me'ez le'ez, why should that be? So maybe what prompted the Rush to see that is because Shmuel put these two statements together. Maliach harek roseh, kovosh harek mevushel. You see that kovosh is like a malicha dikadin. It's super maliach. Maliach only asks k'dei klipa, but somehow kovosh is k'mevushel, is going to ask the bakula. But it sounds like it's a malicha dikadin. Right, it's a malicha dikadin. So because maliach asks less than me'ez le'ez, the Rush felt compelled to say the kovosh has to ask less than me'ez le'ez as well. It can't be me'ez le'ez, because then that's not a maliach dikadin. So that's what prompted him to say kovosh betzir must be much less time. It must be k'deshi danu ala or v'yartia v'yaschal v'asha. It's got to be a shorter time, because you're comparing maliach to kovosh. Kovosh has to be like maliach that asks less than me'ez le'ez. Albeit maliach is never going to ask him more than kedei klipa, but kovosh has to be a shorter time, because if not, it's not a maliach type of halacha. It said the Rosh that kovosh betzir must be like a maliach type of halacha. It'll ask her less than me'ez le'ez. It'll ask her this short shir, 18 minutes. Less than that will only ask the kedei klipa. The emes, according to this, we can answer the kasha of the Mordechai against Rashi. And the kasha was, how can Rashi say kovosh is bechometz? The Rosh said kovosh bechometz of etzir. It's pilei ploim. It's a kasha on Rashi from the Mishnah in Shvius. Mishnah in Shvius says you can have kovosh b'shemen. The kasha on the Rosh. Then how can he say kovosh is davka betzir bechometz? The Rosh himself says the raya that the shir is me'ez le'ez is from basa b'chalef, from kovosh b'chalef. So how can the Rosh say that it's only kovosh b'chametz mitzir? The answer is the Rosh and Rashi are saying the din of kovosh harekim mevushel, the special halacha that you don't need me'ez le'ez to create the din of kovosh mevushel, that even kovosh k'deshi denu ala arvi atiyah v'yaschal levashel is enough of Mashiach to aser b'kulo. That's only by chometz. It's only by chometz mitzir according to the Rosh. It's not by other liquids. Kovosh by other liquids, avada kovosh harekim mevushel. No shach, avada's going to aser b'kulo. But the special halacha that kovosh has a din maliach, that less than me'ez le'ez will also create that shir, will also create that issa b'kulo, that's only by chometz v'tzir. Rashi seems to say it's only by chometz, and the Rosh says by chometz v'tzir. Put other liquids, shemen and cholov and water, water, kovosh and water, if you have isser and head to the kovosh and water, of other that'll ask him. Me'ez le'ez it'll ask him. But that's not what Shmuel was going on. Shmuel wanted to teach us the chiddush that kovosh harekim avushal even less than me'ez le'ez. That's why he links it to maliach. Right? He wants to show you that kovosh is a malicha dikadin, but it's super maliach. It's super maliach that it'll ask her kedei kulo. It'll ask her bekulo. Because it's a malicha dikadin, it'll ask her less than less than that shear, then it won't ask the kulo. Then it's like a regular maliach; it'll only ask the klipa. But it doesn't need me'ez le'ez to aser if you have chometz betzir, because that's a malicha dika kavush. Malicha dika kavush can aser less than 24 hours. Okay, so it could be that's why Shmuel is putting these halachas together. He started by quoting the Ran. Ran says that Shmuel is putting these two halachas together to show you that maliach harei k'roseach is not k'mevushel b'kulo, but rather k'roseach b'tzir. It's only going to ask k'dei klipa. But then we suggest that maybe he puts these two halachas together to show you that kavush harei k'mevushel, there's a special din of kavush harei k'mevushel that's a malicha dika kavush, that's based on maliach harei k'roseach. That's kavush b'tzir v'chometz. It's kavush b'dvaram charifim, so then the shear is not me'ez le'ez. It's like a malicha dika kavush, and then it'll have a much shorter shear. But if it's not a malicha dika kavush, if it's not kavush b'chametz v'tzir, it's rather kavush in a different liquid, that will need me'ez le'ez. It will become a vushel, it'll ase b'kula, but that will need 24 hours in order for the din kavush or ekim avushel to be chav. Questions? Yes.
So if it's if it's soaking ace la ace and other liquids besides for chomets,
right,
then it's only able to be asked for b'kula, not b'kula.
No, if it soaks my ace la ace, it asks b'kula. But the chiddush is it can ask for b'kula even less than my ace la ace if it's chomets v'tzir and it's this special time, the 18 minutes. If it's less than 18 minutes, then it only asks for b'kula. If it's the right shear, it'll always ask for b'kula, kava shareya kama b'shul. But there are two levels. Chometz v'tzir asks b'kula in a shortened shear, and every other liquid asks only after 24 hours. Yes?
Do other liquids ever be, could they ever ask for just the klipa, or there's never a point? I mean, like, if it's less than this place, then there's never...
Then it's nothing. I think it's nothing. We assume it's nothing. It's not 24 hours, it's less. Then it's nothing. It's only chometz v'tzir, these dvarim charifim have a special koach. So then, even if it's less than 24 hours, as long as it's the right shear, it's lasa bekula. Less than that shear, then it'll lasa kidei klipa. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm just going to add a little bit of...